The DEC is currently accepting comments on proposed regulations that identify specific invasive species of plants, algae, animals, insects, and fungi, and supply language on how those species should be handled to halt or limit their spread, which could cause harm to native species in New York and beyond. Catherine Nadeau of Environmental Advocates of New York praised the regulations as they allow for New Yorkers to petition for additional species to be considered by the state.
As things change, as trade routes change, as people's taste in ornamental landscaping changes, we'll be faced with new threats. And so having the ability to continue to revise these regulations and to petition the department to have different species included as either the prohibited list or the regulated list that have to have warning labels on them when they're sold, you know, this allows the regulations to grow and change over time.
The proposed regulations provide a list of prohibited invasive species, which, according to the DEC, no person shall sell, import, purchase, transport, introduce, or propagate. A long list includes some familiar, recognizable species, including zebra mussels, which have become a threat to New York waterways, and the more recent discovery of emerald ash borer, which threatens forest health and the timber industry. A list of regulated species will be illegal to introduce to a free-living state, but would remain legal to possess, buy, transport, or propagate with proper warning and labeling. The group Sustainable Saratoga is complaining that some common regulated species should be placed in the prohibited category. Tom Denny, chair of the group's Urban Forestry Project, said that burning bush and Norway maple, both planted extensively in neighborhoods, should be banned from sale. Denny elaborated on the Norway maple, which competes with native maple species.
It has a longer growing season than the native maples. It propagates more widely. It's a denser shade cover than the native maples. So in many ways, it outcompetes native maples and other native plants in the forest. And that's where it's a danger to the sugar maple industry and to the general biodiversity and health of the native forest.
Although the regulations are open for change through petition after they are approved, Denny said the time is now to make a few revisions.
Yeah, we definitely believe that there's no time like the present for getting the regulations right the first time.
Sustainable Saratoga has launched a web video on the burning bush as part of a campaign to get the DEC to revise the draft regulations. Catherine Nadeau of Environmental Advocates said that once the draft regulations are approved, the state could take a closer look at making sure citizens are following through on recommended practices to halt the spread of non-native species.
So these regulations really get at the transport and the sale of invasive species, and that's incredibly important. But now the next step is going to be, how do we make sure that as citizens we are all being vigilant about this and not allowing our own activities to spread invasives from one area to the next? And that's some place that the state can continue to grow.
A public hearing on the proposed regulations is set for December 16th in Albany. The public comment period closes on December 23rd. For more information, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.